says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, here we are, folks. We're surviving right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks to John Stadtmiller for creating this home for us. And the on the phone with us is Alan in Chicago. And Alan, I've got some good information to impart to our audience. It's deriving out of your information. I want to go back to you've done some great research here, so I want to tap into your knowledge here in just a moment. But just as prefatory material here, folks, the Alan mentioned Devin Nunes of California. He is the chairman. I've got the information we need here, Alan. He's the chairman of the U.S. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. So just call it the Intelligence Committee. And they have primary oversight over the FBI. I like it. Over the National Security Agency. I like it. And all these, the Naval Intelligence, over the Director of National Intelligence, DNI, the CIA, the DIA, Defense Intelligence, they have primary oversight. So Devin Nunes, this is very important. That's one committee, intelligence. We'll just use the one word, intelligence. The other, the House Committee on the Judiciary, we'll just call that Judiciary Committee. These things get abbreviated. And there's a third committee, the Oversight Committee. Three committees. Now, Devin Nunes, chairman of the one, and he's a patriot and he is on fire. On this same committee, Trey Gowdy. Now, interestingly enough, Alan, I didn't realize how beautiful this is. It is all too beautiful. Trey Gowdy is on all three committees. Let me look it up here. Let me confirm that. He is, let me look up the committee on, I'm looking up right now. It's called the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Call it the Oversight Committee. Trey Gowdy is the chairman. This great hero from Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan, is on that Oversight Committee. And let's see, other heroes, Mark Meadows, one of the founders and chairman of the Freedom Caucus, he's on there. Ron DeSantis, I think he's been doing a good job. He's on there. So we've got a lot of good guys on that committee, and let's go to the third committee. The House Judiciary Committee. Notice this is all in the House, not the Senate. Let's go to the House Committee on the Judiciary. The chairman is Bob Goodlatte of Virginia. He's pretty good, I think. But who's on that committee? Louis Gohmert of Texas. He's a great. Jim Jordan of Ohio, also on that committee. And Trey Gowdy. So, boy, did we luck out. And Ron DeSantis of Florida. Let me look down the list here. So we've got some great, gutsy congressmen on those three committees. So, Alan, those three committees, they can take guys like Andrew McCabe and just rip them up under oath. Isn't that great?
Well, I'll just wrap this up real quick. I know you got other callers. James, what I think is happening is there has had to have been behind-the-scenes people, like you've all seen in the movies. They grab them and they tell them, look, we'll put you away for life. We'll RICO your ass out of existence, or you play game. You know, you work with us to get the guys. I think there has to be some of that going on behind the scenes. And I also think that Mueller, they have before two or three times threatened, well, if you fire Mueller, this and that's going to happen. I think they've been begging for them because Mueller has nothing. And this is why Trump is a genius. He's let them stay in the ring. They didn't throw in the towel. And now Mueller is at the end of his rope. And this is exactly what's going to you're going to find out on Tuesday. All the schemes and scams because that guy struck. He was already thrown out within a couple of months. That was this summer. He was already resigned under all this scandal. So all this time, the FBI and the Democrats have been playing a confidence game on us, thinking they're going to overrule us. Well, they haven't, and this is what's going to happen. I believe there's some serious power behind because they know that we're looking like a banana republic if we don't straighten this out. And I think this is what's finally happened, is that they've been playing along, and I think, I pray to God that Jeff Sessions has been playing a little bit of a possum game here to hopefully smoke all these guys out and run them right off the plank. I just pray to God that that's what it is, and I'll just end with that, James.
Okay. Alan, I like what you're saying about Trump letting – that Trump knows there is no Russiagate. He knows that. He could with some – I don't know, maybe I think misplaced, but he could think, I'll let this guy Mueller, you know, burn himself out. There's nothing there. And then, you know, but I'll tell you, Alan, I think – It looks so bad for Jeff Sessions. It just looks terrible. Now this week will be very telling, that Andrew McCabe testimony. But let's go to this just for a moment. These good guys that are in the House. Now there aren't many good guys in the Senate, folks. This is a very distressing fact. In the House, you'll notice that bills pass the House more easily than they do the Senate. The Republican majority is greater in the House than in the Senate. There are more patriots, folks, in the House than in the Senate.
James, I'll let you go so you can finish up. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye.
In the Senate, folks, Tom Cotton gets an A on immigration. Immigration is the issue. That is the King Kong 800-pound gorilla issue, our borders. And the... I think there are only two A's in the whole Senate out of 100 senators. Tom Cotton of Arkansas and I think one other. I'll have to go back and refresh my memory. But in the House, there aren't very many A's, but there are a lot more than in the Senate. Now, there are 435 congressmen, 4.3 times as many members, but there are more than four times as many A's in the House. I think there's something like 20 or something in the House. I'll look that up for you. But the best of the House is in something called the Freedom Caucus. We on this show should familiarize ourselves with this because these are our guys, the Freedom Caucus, who actually do not disclose, it says in their Wikipedia article, the names of their members. That's interesting. In the current 115th Congress, the group has about three dozen members. A number of them have identified themselves or have been identified by others, and that list as of March of this year included the following. These are the guys we can expect to do great things for us on these committees. Mark Meadows, North Carolina. Dave Bratt of Virginia. Mo Brooks of Alabama. I'm just going down the list of names that you're more familiar with. Ron DeSantis of Florida. Louis Gohmert of Texas. Jim Jordan of Ohio, and that's the end of that list. The chairs in recent times have been Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows. It's interesting, Trey, so they are, Trey Gowdy's not on that list. Anyway, those three committees, so let's remember those names. Intelligence, Devin Nunes, Oversight, and Judiciary. And so what we're going to be seeing, these, I love the term by Jason Chaffetz, clown car. Have you anybody ever heard that before? A clown car. The Mueller investigation is a clown car. I'll have to look that one up. And... so this next week, we're going to see, and the week following, as these people in the clown car are dragged into these three committees, and I guess there's stuff going on in the Senate as well. We'll have to familiarize ourselves with that, but I don't have so much hope from the Senate. Dragged before these committees under oath with subpoena power. They can be held in contempt. This is a lot of power. These committees do not have the power to indict. I don't think they have the power to arrest. But somebody out there who's an attorney or who knows better than I do, call us in and help us out. And they have the power to compel testimony under oath. So watch this. Watch the wheels come off. Can you imagine when they start asking this guy, Peter Strzok? Nobody's ever heard from Peter Strzok. We're going to meet. Peter Strzok is going to be the celebrity of the month. America is going to get to know Peter Strzok. Strzok. So I guess the Z is silent. And we're going to meet Lisa Page. We're going to meet Sally Yates and Andrew Weissman under oath. It's going to be some good fun to watch these people squirming. None of it's funny, because I agree with Newt Gingrich. This is the greatest crisis. This is a if we lose on this, here's what Gingrich said. And he said, I didn't really appreciate how important the election of Donald Trump was. This is Gingrich himself saying this. He certainly had a huge appreciation. But he said, I didn't realize it was even more important than I realized when I saw that the FBI had been taken over by the left, was being used by the left to destroy the campaign of Donald Trump. That we're teetering on the end of our system, at the end of, he says this is the end of their world. Had Hillary been elected, that would be, he's saying, we might have been looking at the end of our world, because none of this would have come out had Donald Trump not been elected. And we would, you and I would be blissfully unaware. Yeah, we talk about, you know, that this, the, you know, the IRS, the FBI, the CIA, blah blah. It's all against us, and it's all full of the enemies and so on. But that's, you know, talk is cheap. This is proof. This is the exposure of the fact of corruption, and the chance to put people in jail, and to, you know, it's an eye opener for Newt Gingrich. He was unaware. He was Speaker of the House. He was unaware that the corruption was this deep. Of course, he was not Speaker during the Obama years, and it appears that the real depth of this corruption was achieved under the Obama administration, but certainly was in operation under Clinton and the Bushes. Let's go to a caller. Frank in Canada, what's on your mind, Frank?
T.com. Apparently, Trump's lawyers have discovered as of December 12, 13, that the Mueller et al. Illegally obtained over 10,000 emails of their transition team from the GSA.
Yes. Yeah, that's a heck of a story, folks.
That's bombshell. If Sessions doesn't move on this one, it's over.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here's another one. This is another one dropped right in Sessions' lap. And, folks, the GSA, here's my understanding. Correct me if I'm mistaken in any of this, Frank. The GSA turned over to Robert Mueller, how many was it, 10,000 communications?
They're saying over 10,000.
Over 10,000 communications that are the property of the Trump administration. They're not
right.
They're not the property of the GSA. And the proper procedure would have been the GSA getting a request for these documents from the Mueller hit team, should have immediately contacted the Trump administration and said, we have a request for your communications. What say you? Do you want to release them? And of course, the Trump people would very likely have said, no, we do not want Mueller digging around in our internal communications. So, but they're required, the law requires the GSA to consult the owner of the communications, which is the Trump administration. So the GSA violated the law, and here's the point, Frank. This was deep state cronies. You know, and this is the depth of corruption. The people in the GSA people know the law. These are cronies of the corrupt people in the FBI. These are corrupt people in the GSA. They released improperly, illegally, they at least released the documents to Mueller. And of course, what they're hoping for is some sort of smoking gun or something they can, you know, gotcha, some kind of a gotcha communication. So this is a heck of a story, and it raises the question of the fruit of the poison tree that this evidence is now all contaminated because it was improperly in a fraudulent way taken out of the GSA or in an improper way. So that's a great story, Frank. I don't know if Frank is still with us. Frank, any other elaboration on that? I think I heard a click, so I think Frank is gone. But Frank, thank you very much. And that's the kind of call I love on this show, somebody who's noticed a news story that we haven't covered and brings it to the audience. 800-313-9443 is our number here, 800-313-9443. Let's do a brief survey of things in the news that are, I can't top Breitbart, so I just go across the top of Breitbart. Here is just a little panorama here of stories that we've been talking about in recent times. This is a heck of a story. Sweden forced to raise the retirement age in order to pay for mass immigration. Wow. And at Breitbart, they're rushing the news out. They're whipping stories out so fast. They actually, whoever's typing it in breathlessly, they're as excited as we are, misspells the word immigration. It spells it immigration and their fingers are flying. And the slug on that is the increasing cost of population growth in Sweden, driven almost entirely by mass migration, have forced the government to raise the national retirement age to pay for the additional costs. This is a huge cost. Let's get to it in a moment. Here's another story coming up that addresses that. In a related story, this is also off of Breitbart, the 2015 migrant crisis, this is the year before last, will cost Sweden 14 times their total defense budget, ₹583 billion. A Swedish economist, researcher, and business professor has calculated the total cost of the migrant crisis for just 1 year, 2015, and that wasn't the worst year. 2016 was far worse, and has reached a conservative, and I'm going to agree with that in a moment, it is a conservative, that is an understated lifetime estimate of around 600 billion Swedish kroner, or 48 billion, is it euros? No, it's pounds. Would somebody please translate that in dollars for me? But that is 14 times the Swedish defense budget, the cost for 1 year of immigration invasion. Yes, demography is destiny, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Back to the beat of pounding drums. The American Freedom Party report and the Trump phenomenon. I did find that conversion rate for Swedish krona. And let me go there right now. It's 8.5 to 1. So their 600 billion krona cost for 1 year of immigration invasion is $75 billion. And let's put that in our American context here. Let's get a ratio here to the U.S. population. Sweden, what is the population? About 10 million, 12 million. Let's get it here. I got plenty of ancestors from Sweden. Sweden population. Ethnic groups, by the way, no official statistics. That's strange, isn't it? Wikipedia article, no official statistics. You know why, folks? They're not allowed. The government is not allowed to keep official statistics on their own demographics. Oh, look out, folks. If that practice spreads, we won't even be able to know how far the invasion of our countries has proceeded. Okay, the population, I said 10 million, it's 10 million. Relate that to our 320 million in America. And, you know, if the government's not lying to us, right? How many illegals or how many immigrants How many invaders? Let's use the term invaders are here. There might be way more than 320 million people inside this country right now, but that's a ratio of 32 to 1. So $75 billion, the cost of 1 year of immigration invasion, conservatively, and I'll explain that in a moment, multiply it by 32 to figure out what would that mean in American terms so that we can understand the number. Let me just do the math here. There we go. And my daughter's faster at this than I am now. Okay, so that's blah, 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 carry the one. That's $2.4 trillion. Did I get that right? Yes, $2.4 trillion. If we in America, and of course we do have the same rate of immigration invasion here that the Swedes have, more or less. That's what the Swedes are facing. And that's for 1 year, not the worst year. And the academic who says my estimates are conservative, he's right. He's talking the lifetime cost, not in 1 year, of course, the lifetime cost of the, you know, the large group of people they let in 2015. I'll tell you why it's conservative. The main reason, I looked at his basis for calculation and so on. He calculated about 100,000 people, as this number reflects 100,000 people. They will cost $2.4 trillion over their lifetimes until they die. He says, what will be the chain migration? That's a big topic here. Donald Trump's talking about it a lot and talking about it very well. This professor only allows a doubling through chain migration. He says there'll be 100,000 people that we let in, and 100,000 more will come in through chain migration, through so-called family reunification. Well, folks, you know, if you spent 10 minutes studying the subject, that's why the professor says his estimate is very conservative. It's not one-to-one, folks. Each invader into our country or Sweden or anywhere else into any white nation does not bring in one relative. Well, by the way, very often they're not relatives at all, as has been verified by DNA studies. Their reunification is universally, it's not with one more person. It's way more than that. Remember the case? It was one of these terrorists. Donald Trump made the point that this guy, I forget what it was, had brought in like some large number, like 30 other people in his family reunification. It's very commonly that the family reunification is 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 times as many people as you allow in initially. And then, of course, that metastasizes because let's say you go, if the actual rate is, let's say, 1 to 4. Well, the four people that come in on the original person, guess what? Each of those four now starts a new what? Chain migration. It's infinite. Stay tuned. We got a bunch of calls that just came in. Tom in Florida, Laura in Michigan, Ramsey in Canada. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Let's take a few more calls here. Let's start with engineer. I'm going to kind of go in. Let's go. Let's start with Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air in Utah.
Oh, okay. I had a rain check, so I didn't want to get in the middle of your discussion. But what I'm going to tell you is right in the middle. You know, in order for people to come to America, they have to be enticed by five different necessities. You know what those five are?
Well, Tom, I love you, brother. I don't know if we have a time for lists of five or, you know, but give me a concise point. Five is going to take
okay.
5 minutes. Yeah.
Actually, the most important thing to a father of a family who's been dispossessed by NAFTA and IMF is shelter. And following that is food and medical care. Following that is, of course, education for his kids. And beyond that is documentation. He doesn't want to be illegal if he can be. I mean, if you can get around that. And then, of course, the last one is a job. Now, everybody keeps thinking the job is the most important draw. It is not. It is shelter. That sheltering
where does this go? Yes, there are goodies, lots of goodies in America for people who come from countries where they have wrecked. The Mexicans have wrecked Mexico. The Somalians have wrecked Somalia. The Indians have wrecked India. So they'd much rather be here because there's much more of everything paid for by us. Yes. Now, what do we extract from that?
Well, that housing issue was taken care of. It was already considered back in 1976 when HUD became the primary houser of the undocumented and the refugees. That's why my issue has been suppressed.
Yeah. Well, okay, but Tom, and I love you for your issue, but you're a really smart guy with really broad knowledge. When you call into the show, I understand the issue you've got, and you've talked about it on the air and so on. But I would really appreciate if you would just avail us of your broad knowledge on topics. Rather than just limit yourself to, your own focus.
Not just this.
Yes.
In order for people to... Okay. See, I discussed those 5 points, which includes the housing issue, which I just happened to fall in.
Hold on. Tom, let me ask you this. The things that we're talking about here, this is Newt Gingrich has said this is the biggest crisis, the biggest emergency in American history. And it was all learned, the latest information, and I'm gonna bring you... Jesse Waters from Fox News, he's going to talk about this. He believes this is part of a coup that Peter Strzok and these other people we're talking about, Mueller included, are part of a coup against your president that 63 million of you just elected. I mean, doesn't this just make your hair stand on end?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, this is an emergency. Tom, this is an emergency. The reason I'm focusing on this issue is that this really might be here. I'll play it for you just a second. Listen to this. This is Jesse Waters, and thank goodness for the Fox News Network. And let me give you good news, Tom, and everybody else.
Maybe this issue can be exposed. See, they've assaulted me, taking my site, and all that.
Yeah, but
it's the door that's opening.
Well, okay, Tom, but go branch out. Here's the news about
Fox. I'm way out.
Okay.
One note, Johnny.
Okay. Here is the news. Disney bought somebody called me and told me that Disney had bought Fox, and I went, "Oh no. Oh no." Okay? Because this could wipe out the news network, the only one that's bringing us truth. The only one that's bringing us Jesse Waters and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, et cetera, and Lou Dobbs. They're all on Fox. But here's the good news, folks. There was something like a $60 billion sale. The Murdoch family sold a lot of their assets to Disney, which, of course, is controlled by the enemy. Walt Disney, our great friend, is long gone. But they didn't sell the news. They sold 21st Century Fox movies. They sold their television portfolio and catalog, their movie catalog, which is really big. They sold that movie catalog to Disney, which is trying to compete with Netflix, and they needed to increase their movie catalog. Something like $60 billion was paid. But here's the great news. Fox News was not sold. Murdoch will continue to focus on what his original, and Murdoch, of course, is a super left winger. His sons, Lachlan and James, also super left wingers. How guys like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham have managed to create a patriot network inside of this left wingers property is a miracle. anyway, but that's going to survive. And let me play this. This is another patriot there. Listen to what he says. This is in the last day here. I think I've got it here.
I part of the resistance that is a subject of zip. I'm Jesse. I'm Jesse. World. Waters. Fiat.
Sorry, folks. Well, we have to pause him. Here's what he says. That's a malfunction on their website. But Jesse Waters is saying that what's going on, he's calling it a coup. Notice Lou Dobbs said Sessions is being blackmailed. Jesse Waters is saying, we may be witnessing the unfolding, the unmasking of a coup against Donald Trump and against you. I'm not going to be able to play it, but But anyway, Tom, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I apologize. We've got a bunch of callers. I got to get to them. Let's go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, it's your turn.
Christmas. I wanted to tell you that it was on the news that Putin had called Donald Trump to thank him. Evidently, our intelligence had given the Russians intelligence that there was going to be terrorism on one of the cathedrals in Russia. That's why I want to see them Laura, cooperating and calling each other. I like that.
I love it, Laura. Thank you for bringing it to us. I saw the headline. I didn't have time to read it. Thank you for bringing us the detail.
I'll just tell you real quick about the immigration. In Michigan here, we've got a Muslim Rhodes Scholar, Soros-backed, running, going to run for governor.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
but now let's go back to your first story. Do you have any more detail on that? I love that story. Did President Putin... Okay, but Putin called Donald Trump?
Yes.
Or thanked him?
Thank him.
Oh, that's
yes.
that.
I want to see that. If the media would stay out of it, it's the kind of cooperation we could have with Russia.
Yeah, and there's another piece of good news there. Notice that, again, I just kind of saw the headlines here, but I believe I saw a story saying that Vladimir Putin has commenced the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. Beautiful, beautiful. That's a de-escalation. That's a lowering of tensions. Donald Trump, promising us peace. Vladimir Putin also wants peace. And so these two men, the case you talked about is an instance where they're helping each other secure the peace. That's wonderful. Instead of the opposite, the Obama approach is, I'm going to stick my finger in your eye and provoke you. I'm going to try to generate a war. That's what Obama did. That's what both Bushes did. That's what Clinton did. We finally have a peace president, Laura.
Right. Also, you might be interested. Last night on C-SPAN 2, Louis Gohmert interviewed Steve Bannon on his new book, Steve Bannon the Rebel. Real interesting. You probably get on the C-SPAN 2 archives.
Okay, I will listen to that right after the show. Louis Gohmert interviewing Steve Bannon? Or the other way around?
Yeah. No. Louis Gohmert interviewing Steve Bannon.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, I love Louis Gohmert. I love Louis Gohmert. I love Steve Bannon. I'd expect Steve Bannon, the media guy, to be interviewing Louis Gohmert, the political guy, but I'll take it the other way. I love it. And I will definitely listen to that because Gohmert is one of the guys who gets it on immigration as part of the Freedom Caucus. I think he's part of the Freedom Caucus. And wow, that's super. Any other gems of good news, Laura?
On the immigration point, I live in a pretty white area in the slum, and we have a mall called Great Lakes Crossing. And my son went there last Sunday. He said it was just full of, nobody was speaking English. It was all Arabs. And I said, that mall will be closing because their anchor store is Press Boat Shop. Yeah, anyway.
Oh,
fishing
Bass
it. I don't think they are Arabs fishing and get are into water sports too much. So I can't imagine they're going to do much business there.
Bass Pro Shops won't. Yeah, that won't stay open. You're right. Wow. And you heard that story about Sweden. It's so bad in Sweden that they're actually, imagine this, folks. Swedes are being told, I think their retirement age is 65, like ours, I guess. And they're being told, nope. In order to pay for these invaders, you, founder settler people, you founders of Sweden, you indigenous Swedes, you're going to have to work longer to pay for these invaders. That is so pathetic. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do, Laura, in, you know, with our Patriot radio shows and so on, is just kind of shake, especially white people, shake us up that, you know, no, you don't need to take this. You don't need to work till you're 70 or 75 so that you can support. And in many cases, these invaders, they're not even working. They're getting really groovy government money for free.
Well, I know some people who need food stamps badly. The wife is waiting for a lung heart transplant. And so the man works, but, you know, they got a lot of expenses with all his medical bills. And you think they can get food stamps? No. They're turning all kinds of paperwork. I said, well, you're the wrong color. You can do it.
One of the things I love to do with this show is make the hearts glad of our audience. Another piece of great news, folks, with this, is it supposed to pass tomorrow or Tuesday? The reconciled tax reduction law, biggest in a third of a century. When are you going to see the benefits, folks? Here's the great news. February. Your paycheck in February is going to show reduced taxes, greater income for you, for every American. So this, Laura, this is going to have a tremendous pro-Trump revolution effect that we don't have to wait a year or 2 years as you have to do with some tax and fiscal laws. This is going to kick in February right away. So... very good news. And it's a lot of money. A lot of money. I think I read an article somewhere that the average American family can expect $2,400 in benefit in their own reduction in their tax. Yeah, that's great. $2,400. People will notice that, and the Democrats are going to be left sucking their thumbs get this. As America is enjoying that $2,400 per family, or whatever it turns out to be, a large amount of money. How many Democrats voted for the bill? Can you believe this, folks? Our society is totally polarized, and I love it. Not one of them. Not one. There's never been a time in American history where things were so divided as this. Not a single Democrat has got his head screwed on even halfway straight. So, this is now a war, Laura, between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party and the population that the Democrat Party now espouses for and the group that the Republican Party espouses for, which, of course, is overwhelmingly, hey, let's say it, folks, white. So we have we've entered a realm here of basically demographic battle. And that's what it, I mean, that, you know, get it out on the table, folks. Say it, say what it is, say what it really is. And, let's go, you know, here we are, the fight begins. And the great news is we're in a fight now and we know it. The dangerous moment was when we were, the other side was pounding us. And we didn't realize it, and we were asleep. That's when they were kicking us. We were down on the ground, and they were kicking us, so we were unconscious. Now, at least, we're on our feet. We're aware that somebody is pounding on us, and we can punch back. So, hallelujah, finally.
We're going to have good news for the New Year. Yes,
yeah,
that's good.
Oh, yeah, and it's just good news every day. It's amazing. Thank you very much, Laura. Love your calls.
Merry Christmas, Paul. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. And of course, that's something that's happening. Maybe not in that particular mall that Laura described, but Merry Christmas all over America. And can you believe Bush, Clinton, Obama, they banished Christmas from America. And Donald Trump, I love the way he pointedly, you know, he starts a speech, he says, Merry Christmas. He ends it, Merry Christmas. He's got Christmas trees lined up all around him. this is not happening by accident, folks. The president has Christmas trees in front of him, behind him, to either side of him. Let's go to another call here. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, thanks for joining. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, James, good show tonight. Yeah, James, thank good you. Show today. Yeah, James, I want to tell you what's going on here in Florida. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, James, there's a 93-year-old woman who got kicked out of like a nursing home type deal, and the Democrats are making a big deal about it. And they're saying, why would they kick a woman out? This is up here in Central Florida. And this lady's 93 years old. You can Google it. And I'm saying to myself.
Yeah, hang on to your thought, Tom. We got another segment. We'll return to it right after this break. Stay with us, Tom.
Got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks, and we only have one more segment to go. Tom is with us in Florida. We added another caller here, George in San Francisco. I want to get to George right after you, Tom. Give us one concise thought, as always.
Yeah, James.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, James. James, first off, the Moody Blues are in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a good thing this year. But I want to talk about what's going on with this lady, 93-year-old one here in Florida. They put her in an orange suit. They arrested her because she couldn't pay her nursing home fees. And I'm saying to myself, all these liberal Democrats, if you were to get rid of all these illegals and all the billions of dollars these DACA people are going to cost our government and our taxpayers, and this white woman has got to be put in jail because she couldn't pay the money. Her family, she was 93 years old. And you're going to bring some illegal in here, DACA, and you're going to give them second aid housing and everything, but you're going to arrest this woman and put her in shackles? James, there's something crazy with this country. And that should be investigate that.
I guarantee you, from coast to coast.
Put in jail.
From Maine to California, from Florida to North Dakota, I guarantee you, not one single illegal invader into this country, not one single one, has been put in jail for not being able to pay a bill.
James, if Trump doesn't get rid of DACA, if he does the wrong thing on DACA, he's going to be in big trouble in the next election. So I better not. I know you sent emails out to whoever. The American public better wake up. If Trump goes against DACA, he's allowing DACA and these people to stay here, it will be a big mistake, Trump, James. Let me tell you.
Yes. Ann Coulter's telling him that. Laura Ingraham's telling him that. And Jesse Waters. I'll tell you what. And thank you, Tom. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon. But folks, the number of great hosts, Jesse Waters, I'm not going to be able to play it for you because it's too long for the remaining segment we have. But Jesse Waters has got it right. I've never even listened to that show. It's called Waters World. Laura Ingraham has added a show. This is great. How it's been achieved under the noses of these left-wingers, Rupert Murdoch and his sons, James and Laughlin, I don't know how they achieved it. But hallelujah, they did it. Let's go to our last caller, George in San Francisco. George, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, James. We've been listening to the Trump phenomenon in your show for quite some time. First time I've called in here. One of the main things I call into RBN is, the principle of taking back the language, to undo the psychological conditioning of the way they use language against us. Alt news is not alt news. It's real news. Elliot Ness style, cannot be bribed, untouchables news. So my point for today is, I'd really like to see a Ben Garrison-style cartoon with a bunch of congressmen and senators with a giant a banner behind them that says, Blackmailed Lives Matter. Blackmailed Lives Matter, because that's matter. And in the fine print, it would say it matters more than the future of the people or our Constitution.
George, I love your logic. George, would you do me a favor? Please call into the show to, expound more. I can tell you're a fountain of good ideas. I love your idea. For instance, the word alt, I don't like it. We are simply the real Americans. We don't have to have a strange name. We're not the alt Americans.
It's conditioning, and the more we use the term, the more we buy into it, that we're alternative when we're...
I love the caller to this show from Missouri. I think it's Dave from Missouri, who said, Donald Trump, we finally elected, it's so simple, a real American. And that's what
there you
want, George. And that's what our entire audience is, real Americans. We'll see you with more real radio for you real Americans tomorrow night. See you then.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.